This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A SpaceX capsule carrying four astronauts, including the first black woman, Jessica Watkins, to join the International Space Station crew.
Dragon, SpaceX on the big loop, 12 good hooks, hard capture complete.
A 14-year-old boy followed 10-year-old Lily Peters out of her aunt's home Sunday night in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. The complaint says he strangled and assaulted her on a walking trail. The underage boy is being held on $1 million bail. It's fire season in America. Nearly a dozen new large fires were reported since the weekend. Four in New Mexico, three in Colorado, and one each in Florida, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas. Another four blazes have popped up, two in Colorado and one in Oklahoma and Virginia. The fires collectively have destroyed hundreds of structures, triggered evacuations in several states, and killed at least one person in Nebraska. USA Radio News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
The United States says it has credible information that Russian military units in Ukraine, Donetsk region, executed Ukrainians who were attempting to surrender. Beth Van Schaak, the United States Ambassador at Large for the Global Criminal Justice, told the United Nations Wednesday that the United States has credible reports of individuals being executed with signs of torture and horrific accounts of violence against women and girls. The Biden administration's removal of Title 42 at the border is on hold.
A judge has ordered a two-week halt on phasing out pandemic-related restrictions on seeking asylum, which are set to expire May 23rd. Wednesday's decision is only a temporary setback for the Biden administration. The federal judge appeared sympathetic with Louisiana and other states that sued to keep Title 42. That restriction denies migrants a chance at asylum on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A SpaceX capsule carrying four astronauts, including the first black woman to join the International Space Station crew, successfully docked with the ISS overnight, kicking off a five-month mission. This mission, called Crew 4, marks a return to the crewed launches that SpaceX conducts in partnership with NASA after the company concluded the first all-private mission to the space station for wealthy paying customers on Monday. It's been a long time since the protest on January 6, 2021, and for some Americans, their home right now is the Pennsylvania Penitentiary. No trial, no day in court, simply the Biden administration holding Americans against their will. Political prisoner Jake Lang on One America News Wednesday describes that day.
It turned into like a warfare scene where we got ambushed, unarmed and peacefully protesting. They started shooting tear gas canisters into the crowd. I mean, these are big, heavy, it's like kind of like a paint canister, smashing into people, indiscriminately firing rubber bullets and paintball-style bullets that are filled with pepper spray into the crowd. We we felt like our voice was completely unheard. The election was stolen. And then outside the Capitol, these bunch of crooks were just going to go ahead and continue with their, you know, stealing of the election and not even redress our grievances. I mean, a million plus people gathered. We should be able to have our voices heard without being ambushed and attacked violently by U.S. Capitol Police and the Metropolitan Police Department.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, but look, we might start seeing some light at the end of this tunnel, and hopefully it's not a train that's coming at us here. A lot that's been happening relevant to Twitter and hope for freedom of the press and maybe even an avenue to free up our social media networks has been the topic of much discussion with the acquirement of Twitter by Elon Musk. And we're noticing that, you know, with the announcement that Musk is going to take the company private, that there's going to be a shift within the culture of Twitter that I think is so immense that they haven't even begun to consider what's going to happen with, you know, all these employees. And can they make the conversion? Or are they so ideologically fixed that they're frustrated? I mean, you're already hearing about their frustration because they're very happy to moderate. They think that they have been the chosen ones to moderate conversation, regardless of what our U.S. Constitution says. Megan Barth is with us. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bill. How are you?
Good, good. So what do you make of this Elon Musk, you know, takeover, taking it private? What do you see happening here?
Well, I finally think that we have an opportunity to actually go back to the First Amendment, which we've been denied because of the censors over at Twitter and basically big tech. That includes Facebook, Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. There has been a, you know, decade-long purge, really, of conservative voices and content, and they've controlled the narrative. This type of control not only violates free speech, the First Amendment, but it also interferes in elections. We've seen, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of Mark Zuckerberg's money enter into a variety of states in order to influence elections. We've seen narratives created. For example, Twitter banned the New York Post for simply posting about Hunter Biden's laptop, which all of the lackeys in the mainstream media and the tech companies convinced many Americans that it was Russian disinformation, when in fact now, 2 years later, it is verified to be true. That laptop story could have influenced many voters in the last election, because what we have now is a seated president, as well as his family, who is open to blackmail. And so, you know, this narrative that has been created by the left has been not only endangering to our First Amendment rights, but it was a direct threat to the entire country as far as the election system goes.
Yeah, without a doubt. When you get upwards of, I know it's been estimated 15-20% of Democrats that had they known, they wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. It just would have meant that the Democrats and the operatives of said election of 2020, they would have had to cheat even that much more. Just on kind of a programming note, we're going to be talking with Dinesh D'Souza tomorrow morning about his new documentary, which is, it really brings together, I think, in a very constructive and intellectual manner what happened in 2020. It's called 2,000 Mules. And it really breaks this down. It's evidence, you know, because one of the things that I'm sick of hearing, and people will come to me, you know, especially on the left, and say, Bill, you don't believe that Joe Biden was, you know, is the legitimate president, that he was elected fair and square? I said, you know what? Honestly, I don't know. I just don't know. I think that's the fair and honest answer that I can give you. And guess what? There is a growing number of people. I think Rasmussen poll estimated somewhere around 60% of the country, close to that number anyway. And it's been an increasing number of people having doubts in the 2020 election. So I don't care what Chris Wallace says. I don't care what Piers Morgan says. You know, give me the facts. Give me information that says, yes, as a matter of fact, Joe Biden did get all those millions of votes. It was legitimately counted. And here's the proof. And I haven't seen the proof. All I hear is directive and name calling, because I won't buy into their theories.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see the movie. Actually, as you know, I've been involved in voter fraud investigations for a good part of the decade around the country.
Megan, why are you involved in voter fraud? It doesn't exist, according to Eric Holder, our former attorney general. What are you doing? Are you like Don Quixote chasing windmills here? You know, going after voter fraud? What are you thinking?
Well, if you've noticed, that narrative has also changed. They used to tell me that voter fraud was a myth. Then mm-hmm. they told me it was not common. And then they told me, well, it wasn't enough to influence an election. Do you see how it's changed?
Exactly.
They've always
right.
known it exists. They can't tell me. I remember years ago, probably 6 years ago, right around the 2016 election, I was interviewing on radio the chair of the DNC. I think his name was Michael Black, if I'm not mistaken, at the time. And he told me directly on radio that it was a myth. It was a myth. Mm. Voter fraud is a myth. Well, that narrative has changed to, well, it's not. It, you know, it didn't impact the election, or at least it wasn't enough. It wasn't widespread, as they say. And 2,000 Mules, from the trailer, as I understand it, and I know Catherine Engelbrecht very well with True the Vote. I also know her organization that ran this investigation called OPSEC very well. And they have uncovered basically organized crime. And that's what I've always purported and reported about voter fraud. You have to treat it like organized crime, because one, it's a group of individuals working for a variety of organizations funded by a variety of NGOs, non-governmental organizations. Most of these organizations have tax-exempt status. Most of their donors are not public. And so it really is a cabal. It is organized crime. And what they have done is they have basically said, oh, well, you know, ballot harvesting works in California because it's legal now. How did they do it? Oh, okay, well, the template's already been established. So they take
exactly.
that template of fraud, and then they duplicate that template across the state. And that's exactly what we witnessed in the 2020 election. No one can convince me otherwise. I saw it with my own two eyes. I reported on it. And what now, of course, the old narrative regurgitates itself, as the left always does. They repeat the lie until people believe it's true, that it's a conspiracy theory and it's been debunked. Well, who debunked it?
Yes, exactly. Well, the moderators, you know. those that moderate supposedly our free speech. But then, then you get video evidence, which caused Governor Kemp in Georgia and his Secretary of State that were insisting that, no, there was no voter fraud whatsoever. Now there's video evidence of this massive dumping. Oh, what? In the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning, all this stuff was going on. They're going, uh-oh, maybe we need to look into that. Well, you've been told, for the last 2 years you needed to. We've got more from Megan after this. Stay with us.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent with a little bit of an attitude, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth is with us, founder, proprietor of RegganBabe.com. Megan, what do you make of this? Suddenly, conservatives Twitter numbers are going up by the thousands. I guess this is an anticipation of Twitter going private, Elon Musk and his team coming over and taking over Twitter, and they're thinking, wait a minute, we better get rid of some of the evidence and open up the floodgates, because all of a sudden everybody's reporting, you know, their numbers and followers on Twitter going up by thousands. Unbelievable. What's going on?
Yeah, I think Don Jr. actually gained like tens of thousands of followers. I think the number was around 80,000, and that was just in 24 hours. And what this demonstrates here is that Elon did not only just buy a company, he bought evidence. And I think that that evidence, that really,
good point,
comes down, that really comes down to the algorithm. Because the algorithms don't just, you know, they aren't created out of thin air. They're designed by people within Twitter. And so these algorithms were designed to censor, and to censor specific thoughts, specific people, specific words. But, you know, if you recall, the mullahs of Iran and ISIS had a Twitter account long after Donald Trump was banned.
Exactly.
And so, you know, and that's the danger. This isn't just a game that they're playing on the left. This is actually a clear and present danger. This is a direct, and obviously Congress, especially with Republican control, couldn't do anything about it. They certainly had meetings upon meetings to discuss their next meetings about what they were going to do about it.
Right, exactly.
But it took something, but unfortunately, we're at the point in our history of our country that someone has to spend billions of dollars in order to basically buy free speech. When free speech should be free, as it is enshrined in our Constitution. And I warned about this years ago when the left started dropping the term hate speech. And I kept saying, well, who's going to be the arbiters of hate?
Exactly.
Who's going to determine what's hateful? Mm. And now we know it's anything that the left disagrees with that goes against their socialist, communist, Marxist narrative and their authoritarian impulses that guide their power. The left wants absolute control, not only of your kids, not only of you, not only of Washington, D.C., not only of the political, you know, power structure. They want centralized control in order to control everything.
Exactly. Well, and this is what technocracy does. And as one doctor and philosopher and doctor of science, this one Jewish gentleman who has been getting a lot of press lately, said that, you know, it's not about God anymore. God has been surpassed by science, and science is about control. And he talked about how humans can be hacked. And we are being hacked. We're being conditioned. COVID showed us this quite clearly. Now, interestingly enough, the government being what it is, and to your point, the left cannot help themselves, and they figure, okay, Elon Musk comes in, and now there's going to be a free Twitter world, but we just can't stand for that totally, so now we're going to institute a bureaucracy within the Department of Homeland Security. They're setting up a disinformation governance board. Have you heard about this?
Yes, welcome to the Ministry of Truth. And people say,
exactly.
Why do you call them communists? Exhibit A?
Yeah,
and we can
exactly.
go down the line? I mean, how many examples do you need? And this is just the latest example. And the woman that chairs this communist committee, there are so many receipts of her. She is a radical leftist. And so now that Joe Biden, on the heels of Elon Musk buying free speech for, what was it, $54 billion?
Yeah, $44 billion. Mm-hmm. Just about the same amount of money that Disney lost, you know, so he could have got all the money that Disney lost and just used that money instead. But anyway,
This was the answer by the regime.
Exactly.
Yes. In order to suppress free speech, in order to violate the First Amendment, well, they're just going to create a government bureaucracy in order to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Ministry of Truth, folks. 1984 was actually a true story.
Without a doubt. Well, now all these people that are upset at Twitter, that think they're going to lose their job, guess where they're going to go? They're now going to be working for the bureaucracy because they get to fight misinformation. They get to be the arbiters of, and here it is. They've had over a decade of practice on how to be the arbiters of misinformation. Like they've done such a great job in messing up over, well, case in point, like you said, it can run the entire length of the alphabet. And then some, like they did in mislabeling the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Right, and this is what we're finding as your liberty restricts, you know, and contracts, the government mm-hmm. grows, and this is
right.
just the consequence of an overbearing centralized government that has just absolutely unchecked and unmoderated control. I remember when Barack Obama was elected in 2008, I was talking to a gentleman who happened to be a weatherman in Philadelphia, and he was sitting at a bar in Las Vegas next to me. And he goes, geez, you know, my son is graduating with a degree in finance. I'm really concerned about this administration. You know, I'm afraid he's not going to be able to find a job. And I said, tell him to go work for government. It's the only place mm-hmm. that's going to grow.
Right. Right.
And this is yeah. what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Layers upon layers of government in order to get into your business, violate your speech, violate your freedoms, and control your thoughts or what you do or where you go or how you do it. I mean, let's not forget we just went through 2 years of complete authoritarianism and totalitarianism where they were literally floating mm-hmm. something called a vaccine passport.
Exactly.
That would affect whether wherever I wanted to go, on a plane, into a concert venue, in order to go into a restaurant. So that was a trial run, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That was a trial run.
This has all been conditioning. There's no doubt about it. And if we do not lop the head of this evil monster, get ready. I mean, it keeps coming back. This is what the Democratic Party is known for. And I hate to, you know, put it all on the shoulders of the Democratic Party, but this is where it comes from. I mean, this is the mothership. This is the mothership of this insanity. Well, it's just
pointing out the fact. We have to understand that this is no longer the party of Kennedy. We cannot treat them with kid gloves. The Democrat Party, as it is today, needs to be absolutely destroyed. And I mean at the polls, that they should never, ever win another election, whether it's for the water board, a dog catcher, or, God forbid, another president in my lifetime or your lifetime, because this is the intent. Like I said, they've already done the trial run. They've created a ministry of truth. They've controlled technology for 10 years. They've eliminated free speech. They've indoctrinated children to the point that we have so many children that are confused. They don't know if they're a boy or a girl. We've got men participating in women's sports.
And meanwhile, meanwhile, our border is wide open. And to the point that the National Sheriff's Association, Megan, sent a letter to Congress flat out just saying we simply have no border left in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, or Southern California. Listen to that. I mean, if that doesn't stop people in their tracks, go ahead.
And I saw Governor Greg Abbott, you know, say, oh, okay, we're going to bus illegals to Washington, D.C. Why don't you use that money at the border? I'm quite tired of the political theater. Now, I saw Ron DeSantis last night speak. He was in Las Vegas on behalf of Adam Laxalt, who's going to beat Catherine Cortez Masto in order to take control of the Senate. He said he's basically appropriated $12 million in the budget in order to bus illegals to Delaware. Why are we participating in a human trafficking operation the size like we've never seen before?
Exactly.
What Governor Abbott should have done is put the National Guard at the border. Hell, I would have even paid for alligators to be thrown in the Rio Grande. Anything in order to protect our country from the illegal invasion of people who have absolute no regard for our law and is the largest human trafficking and sex trafficking and child trafficking operation we have ever witnessed.
Exactly. Megan Barth. Thank you, Megan. Take care.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A SpaceX capsule carrying four astronauts, including the first black woman, Jessica Watkins, to join the International Space Station crew.
Dragon, SpaceX on the big loop, 12 good hooks, hard capture complete.
A 14-year-old boy followed 10-year-old Lily Peters out of her aunt's home Sunday night in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. The complaint says he strangled and assaulted her on a walking trail. The underage boy is being held on $1 million bail. It's fire season in America. Nearly a dozen new large fires were reported since the weekend. Four in New Mexico, three in Colorado, and one each in Florida, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas. Another four blazes have popped up, two in Colorado and one in Oklahoma and Virginia. The fires collectively have destroyed hundreds of structures, triggered evacuations in several states, and killed at least one person in Nebraska. USA Radio News.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
And independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here, and we got Bill Pascoe, yes, the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director, and TPP's man in Washington. Mr. Bill, how are we doing?
I don't know how you're doing. I'm doing well. It's a bright and sunny day in Washington, D.C. We've got big hearings going on this week. We've got Secretary Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, going up to the Hill. He's going to talk to the Judiciary Committee for the first time this year. That's going to be a big hearing. There's a lot of stuff going on this week. They've been gone for a couple of weeks, you know. So now they're back in town, and everything is happening fast.
But he deserves this. I mean, how does he defend this administration? I mean, unfortunately for the czar herself, you know, she tells Mayorkas, sends him an email, love to be there with you, Secretary, but, you know, this woman's got the COVID, so I can't be there to support you.
You know, he's going to have a very difficult time, a very difficult time. Let's face it. We've seen record breaking attempts to cross the southern border. Whether you're talking, it doesn't make any difference what part of the southern border you're talking about. They're coming across everywhere. Mm-hmm. In the month of March, in the last month for which we have records, just a month ago, 221,303 attempts were made. That's how many we stopped.
Yes.
That's 159,900 individuals who tried to make 221,000 attempts. So roughly, what is that? About 61,000 attempts were a second attempt or a third attempt by the same person. Because what they do when they catch these people and they use the Title 42 Public Health Authority, they don't have to process them. They don't have to let them go in the United States. They immediately take them back to the border and say, no, 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 you're going back, and they go across, which means that they're free to try the very next day. So that's the bad news of using Title 42. The good news is it's much faster to process them, and most importantly, we're not allowing them into the United States in the first place. Because, you know, the real problem that we have is when these people show up at the border and they claim asylum. They didn't used to claim asylum, right? But they understood. They understand now. They've gotten smart. And they understand if I get to the border and I claim asylum, they can't just throw me out. They have to process me, and they have to look into the claim. They have to investigate my claim of asylum. That's what Title 42 does. Title 42 says we don't have to do the investigation. We can immediately put you back across the border.
Exactly.
Because we've got a pandemic fear here. We're worried about you bringing in COVID, for crying out loud.
Exactly. Well, let's go back first on their claim for asylum. I mean, you would think by now, we've kind of been dealing with illegal immigration, last 60, 70 years. I mean, probably since the birth of the nation, but let's just say more specifically in the last 60, 70 years. We've seen every trick. We should know what to expect. Do you think that these people would say, hey, let's do our due diligence and check out these asylum claims beforehand in these countries? They don't need to know our information, but we know what is real and what isn't. And if somebody's claiming asylum, we're already ahead of it and proactive as opposed to reactive. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you would think that, wouldn't you? That would seem to be the reasonable band's response to how do we deal with this problem? Well, first you're going to figure out what countries, if somebody shows up from what country, could they reasonably claim to be seeking asylum? Because we're going to have a different idea in mind. If somebody shows up from Cuba and says, I'm fleeing political persecution, I'm going to give that person, as a reasonable person who knows his history, if I'm the person that he's talking to, I'm going to say, you know what? I think the chances that you're actually fleeing political persecution are probably much greater than the chances that somebody who shows up from, I don't know, let's say Brazil, and claims you're fleeing political persecution. I'm going to say the chances probably much better that Cubans are actually fleeing political persecution or Venezuelans than somebody from Brazil or Chile. But here's the thing.
So common sense can't apply here, is what you're telling me.
You would like to think
it can apply.
You would like to think that all laws are based on common sense and what the reasonable man would do. The problem is they didn't used to claim asylum. They used to just be honest about it and say, I want to come to the United States for a better life. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. Just about any place in the world, you could come to the United States and say, I'd like to come to the United States because I'm fleeing France, but I want a better life, so I'm coming to America.
Right.
Well, yeah,
I'm
willing to say, yeah, you probably would find a better life in America, but not everybody gets to come to America. We have to have control of the border. That's one of the tests of sovereignty, for crying out loud.
And
so what they did is they started saying, well, okay, I know not everybody gets to come here, but you do have this provision in your law that says that if I'm claiming asylum, then you have to adjudicate it. You can't just turn me back at the border. Now, the problem is that only once we do actually investigate this and once we adjudicate the asylum claim, it turns out about one in six people who claims it is actually deserving of it and is granted asylum here. The other five out of six, nope, they go right back across the border.
What galls me, Bill, is the people that found the loopholes they're citizens. They're citizens of this country, and they're selling us out, and they are putting in jeopardy these communities of color, these communities, Hispanic communities especially, because predominantly they're Spanish speaking people from, you know, all these, you know, different countries. Of course, now we have over 160 countries, but there's a mix. But they're going into these minority communities, and they're having a great impact on them. And, you know, they've been sold out by these, by these elected officials, by these attorneys who have found ways, to put them in front of the line and ignore legal immigration and to overwhelm the system and to... you know, play on our heartstrings and do all this other stuff to no benefit. Because after it's all said and done, Bill Pascoe, tell me that their way of doing it is fair and it's win-win for them as immigrants wanting to come to the country and be a part of this great American dream, and the citizens that are already here, that they can come here and not be here under threat of the cartels and having paid them a bunch of money and be sex trafficked and be involved in, you know, gun running or drug running.
Well, I'm glad you brought the cartels into the discussion, because when we're talking about the problem on the southern border, you can't really have a complete discussion if you're not talking about the cartels, because they play such a huge role. Let's start with a couple of facts. The cartels totally control the Mexican side of our southern border. That's the first thing we just have to recognize. And so much of the increase in traffic that we've seen over the last 5 to 10 years is being directed by the cartels, because they have this enormously profitable drug trade going on.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to facilitate their endeavor to sneak drugs across our border, they have now begun the human trafficking side of the operation. They are flooding the zone. They know that we have limited resources. We only have X number of Customs and Border Patrol agents patrolling any given area at any given time. And if they hit one side of that designated territory with 100 migrants that are all of a sudden running across a river, running across a border, we know, they know, that our Customs and Border Patrol agents are going to go round up the migrants, and that allows them to go to the other part of that sector that's now left
unattended
because all of our guys have just left, and that's where they bring in the drugs. And that's what's going on.
And so what if we lose a Border Patrol agent who dies trying to save people who are in rough waters? You know, well, I guess that's just collateral damage. And the Biden administration, this is all on them. I mean, they are the ones that are promoting the cartels and this multi-billion-dollar illegal operation that is lose-lose all the way around. You know, for the people that are sex trafficked, the people that are forced to get involved in drug running, and the ends that these cartels are willing to do to the families left back in the home country, it's absolutely, it's horrific. Bill Pascoe, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director and TPP man in Washington. Bill, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a 250,000 high-quality health plans providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we head on over to California to talk to the one and only Evie. Evie Bear Carroll. She's with us to talk about all things movie guide from a biblical worldview. Evie, how are we doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Kids are, everybody's fine, family unit, behaving itself, all under control, things are where they're supposed to be?
Well, I've got 9 other little kids visiting us for 2 months, my nieces and nephews, and so my brother has 9 kids. So
wow.
It's
wow.
Pretty crazy. Wow. It's fun. It's crazy. It's chaotic, you know.
Well, how much fun is that? Does he not know they're cheaper by the dozen, they tell me?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's working on, huh?
Right. We never know. It's whatever. He says whatever God gives him, right?
Yeah. Amen. He's got to, you know, make sure he's got plenty of arrows in that quiver of his. And here he's got nine potential giants to fire out against the enemy. So God bless him. That's awesome. Let's talk about your review on The Greatest Inheritance. What can you tell us about this one?
This one's a good one because it's a very positive movie. We've given it a +3. That means that almost all ages can watch it. Now, some ages, you know, little kids may not want to watch it because it's about this family, this group of siblings who are dealing with their mother who passed and their inheritance, because it's called The Greatest Inheritance, of course. Mm-hmm. And it's streaming on Amazon Prime and Apple TV, but if they're getting their inheritance, the mother has created some challenges. And you know the kind of thing where they're kind of creating these challenges that the people, you know, the siblings can become better, you know, better people, more loving
yes.
people, or more kind. And so all these things set up that they're having to do and kind of helps mold the children even more. You know, they're not children now. They're adults now.
Yes.
But a parent always has a mission for a kid, right? A parent's always mm-hmm. teaching, having a lesson for their children.
Yeah, and even worse yet, whether a child, but especially when you're an adult, and you find that there's some virtue that you need to work on, doggone it, but doesn't hit you in the face and go, God, I didn't even realize I was that bad at it, huh?
You know, and I find that, you know, a lot of the lessons that I give to my little children, I feel like, you know, those are good things to think about myself, you know. And so mm-hmm. you go, oh, well, you know, maybe I got to work on this, too.
Yeah, I always say it's God's sense of humor. He calls us to teach those things that we ourselves need to learn the most. And sometimes the kids will catch you in a moment. It's like my son one time, as his mother and I were having a rare disagreement, he looked at us and says, "Why don't you guys just do what God says?"
I love that.
So the next stop sign we came to, we kicked him out of the car.
That's a memorable quote.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you just do what God says? Yeah, too smart, kid. Here, you're getting out of the car here. And be thankful it's only out of the car, because in the Old Testament days, if the parents determined that you were being a little bratty with your comment, they'd put you in front of the elders and they'd be throwing stones at you. Not for you to catch either, you know. put you and us out of our misery here and everything. Yes, you know, there's a Spanish saying about you know, kids and drunks never tell lies, and so this is the deal. You're always mindful of the things that they observe and what they say. I mean, and here it is. We think, oh, we're adults and we know so much better. And a kid has a way of breaking things down in such a way that it makes you wonder that maybe if we put a kid in the White House, What do we have to lose? Maybe we might be energy independent, and Putin could come over and they could do building blocks together and not war with Ukraine. What do you think?
Yes. And then the kids just tell the truth. There's no, you know, they don't hide anything. You know, they just tell it as it is, and that's what we need sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So The Greatest Inheritance, an excellent family movie, is going to open up some conversations, and it may open up some conversations for some of the kids to say, hey, when you guys die, who gets what here, you know? It could be some interesting conversations around the dinner table after that movie. What do you think?
That's right. But it has some really strong Christian biblical messages in it, so that's really good. You know, about prayer, forgiveness, kindness, grace, all the good stuff. And so it's a very Christian movie, and it's great to have that option on streaming platforms.
Exactly. No Vacancy. Good movie. I had a chance to see this one too, and I really like this movie. It's quite touching, and it's based on a real story, right? True story.
Yes, this is a great movie as well, because it's a Christian movie, and it's about a journalist, Brandy, who has to go down to a small town in Florida, and what she finds in this town is a church that's really doing missions work in the community by helping all these homeless people. So the church now wants to buy a motel and raise all this money to buy a motel to help the homeless in the area. Mm-hmm. And what has happened is the homeless have turned their lives around. There's a character that has his life completely turned around. And this is a good movie because it really reminds us that this is what God calls us to do. You know, reach the people in our own town and help and give and, you know, not just build up a church for the fundraising element of building a church building, but to really go out there and help other people with the funding that we have.
Exactly. And the fact of the matter is, well, first of all, churches inherently, when you go back in history and in the starting of our nation and this great American idea, it was the churches that came to the forefront. Before we had welfare, it was the churches that came forward. You know, during the Great Depression, they were there on the front lines. And unfortunately, the bureaucracy came in and thought they could do a better job than the churches. And unfortunately, that has failed miserably. But bureaucracy being what they are, they're difficult to get rid of. As Ronald Reagan said, that's the closest thing to eternal life this side of heaven, is a government bureaucracy. But, you know, it's still within the instinct of churches. It is the church's heart to, you know, to render support for the poor.
Yes, exactly. It should be something that every church should do, you know, and there should be more effort towards it because that's what we've been called to do. And you're exactly, but, you know, things were built out of that, like the Salvation Army. Like, if you look at a lot of these bigger organizations doing it, they really were churches. They were started as churches. Right. Became bigger organizations that are doing it, or the hospitals were, you know, that was a Christian organization that were doing the hospitals. And so, you know, it's interesting how far we've moved because we've let the government it now, but I 100% agree that the churches still should be there and they still should be caring for people in every state that they're in.
Well, and you think about our educational system, how far we've fallen. You know, Evie, you think about it. I mean, the churches led the way to education and higher levels of education, universities. I mean, still symbols that they hold to. You see, you know, church-related symbolism in their logos. You know, again, reminding them, but how quick they forget that it was the church that was the basis. And when it comes to knowledge, you know, God tells us that the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom and knowledge. And we have a society today that's turned its back on God, basically just said, hey, we'll take it from here. We got it. We got it. We're all under control. And we know historically when that has taken place, it has not fared well, you know, for the culture of the time. And, you know, America is paying that price right now. And we just question, you know, those of us of faith question, you know, how much longer can this be sustained? Because we're just not about the Father's business. We're not doing, you know, the things that he's called us to do. And we're going to be subject to judgment here somewhere down the road. We'll see.
Yes, exactly. So this is why, you know, preach. you know, this movie, No Vacancy, is a good movie to watch, you know, because it inspires us. You know, I think me and you are now, you know, re-enlivened on this topic. You know, obviously this is part of the work that both of us do. We want to tell people about Jesus and the hope that he brings and help people in their different circumstances where they're at. So.
Right. Yeah, and we do it out of experience, because we have seen time and again the faithfulness of God. It's not like we're, you know, this is a hope and a prayer, so to speak. It's just like, you know, when anybody has something positive happening to them in their lives, they want to share it with people. And that's where we're coming from as people of faith, is saying, look at, you know, I've lived enough life. And, you know, just like your dad, when your dad and I talk, Evie, it's, you know, we've lived enough of life and experience that we say, look at, you know, I just don't want to do it without God. And that's my choice. Hopefully you will find out sooner than later, and it'll keep you out of a lot of trouble. And you don't have to experience the things like I've experienced the hard way. Like, you know, the law of gravity still exists. God's law still exists. You defy God's law and you're going to end up paying the price for it. We got a little over a minute left. Real quick, Elon Musk is, you know, causing some brain damage to Twitterdom, you know, and setting the captives free. And maybe he will be the one chosen by God to bring free speech back to our American way of life. We can only hope and pray, right?
Exactly. This is kind of a thing that this is very interesting, because Elon Musk has completely bought over Twitter. And so, you know, he is for free speech. He's become more of a libertarian. And so he is for free speech. So he says he wants his enemies on the platform just as well as the people that agree with him. And that is what free speech is. Of course, you need some monitoring so it's not violent. But we're happy that this is, you know, potential, right? Potential. We will see how it turns out, but we're excited for the potential of having a free speech platform. That's a major platform. Twitter is a huge, huge conglomerate. So
right.
It's exciting.
Evie Baer, as always, we appreciate the time and the insight. She is all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She's the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Baer Carroll. Thank you, Evie. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil.